Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. This is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. Is this Jesse?
Yes, it is.
Jesse, we're just giving you a call quickly in regards to a cancellation request we got from you, if you have the time right now to discuss that.
Well, yeah, man, I really went to cancel this account like months and months ago, as you know, due to just not really generating any type of anything, honestly, from it.
We've been trying to call you for many times ever since.
I spoke to people on and off, man, you know what I mean? And it's like, it seems like it's not doing really much good for me. And there's a lot of other options out there as far as like having a website, generating leads, and like being verified on like Google, and, you know, optimizing my Google account, and, you know, being like, you know, on ChatGPT and stuff like that. There's just a lot of other options out there.
Exactly. And you have all of that. Your Google profile is verified. It's just basically that currently the account's suspended ever since you requested the cancellation. But if it's leads that you're after, we do also have services that are focused in leads. For instance, we do have a service that's called Google Verified. This right here is a...
I can't get the Google Verified on that part of it, dude, because I'm a felon.
Okay, gotcha, for the background check. Yeah, that's a must for sure. All right, well, Jesse, we also have other services. If Google Verified is not an option, we do also have a service called Google Ads. This one right here is basically, instead of it being a paper lead like Google Verified is, Google Ads, the other hand is basically a pay-per-click. It's you would have an ad on the first page of Google whenever someone Googles anything that's related to the business, of course. There's going to be an ad there on Google, and whenever someone clicks into that ad to get more information from the business, then you would pay per click. Now it's just a pay-per-click.
Right. I see it. I mean, but then you got to pay so much up front for that, too, though, like $300 or something. I was kind of comparing, right, like, y'all to other, you know, services like this. And I'm driving down the road right now, but I have a whole list back at the shop in my office that has, like, all this, like, what the comparison compared to y'all and Stone Systems and, you know, all the other things like that.
And what kind of services are those, if you don't mind me asking? Like, what's the service?
I mean, like, Stone Systems is kind of the same thing y'all have going, but it's a lot less money. And, I mean, they... Oh, man, I can't tell you off the top of my head everything they do without having that paper in front of me. I don't have it with me.
Okay, that's not a problem. I'm just curious to ask. Well, currently with us, you do have the subscription of the local SEO, which is basically maintaining the Google profile on the map section of the Google results, and Facebook ads on the other hand. Facebook ads, just as straightforward as that, we just run ads on your Facebook page. For people,
right,
in the area.
Y'all only have one ad that y'all run. And I've complained about that multiple times, sent emails, different photos I've sent, and I said that multiple times to y'all. Like, I can't even tell you, like.
According towards what I have on your account, there's about 6-7 ads that we got for your Facebook page. And
right.
Also,
I noticed it focused a lot on mini splits too, and I started to focus on that.
Oh, I understand. And also, just also to ask Jesse, do you use the Local Splash app, or do you log into the dashboard to check like on leads and things like that?
Oh, I'm using the dashboard, I think, actually.
The dashboard, okay. The reason why I'm asking is just, you know, curious to see if you're aware of the stats as far as, like, the performance progress of the account. For instance, when it comes to Facebook ads, you'd be able to see on that page all those ads that I'm telling you about, the 5-7 ads that you see. You have access to seeing that there. Also, as far as, like, numbers and stats, like impressions, what that means, that's basically the number of times your ads have been on someone's screen, which all the way to the point where you were active, that's about a little over 28,000. And the reach that you've had with ads up to this moment, and by reach is basically the people who saw your ads and stopped on one of your ads to show interest, has been slightly over 9,000. I understand that as far as clients, you know, at the end of the day, clients is what you want, just like any other business. you're not getting those clients, but you are seeing, we are looking at progress as far as like your Facebook and all the ads that we're posting out there. The first, of course, step of a business is to become a known business, which is through ads and Google and all these things, right? So that's right there where a lot of businesses, you know, take a lot of time and take a big hit when it comes to just, you know, throwing out these electronic flyers, the ads, the Facebook posts and all these things. But of course, once you are a known business in the area, that's when business starts flowing in, which that could take some time. That's pretty time consuming. And I understand that, you know, that's what you're looking for. You want to get leads, you want to get clients, just like any other business. However, if this currently isn't working out for you, we do also have other services. Just like I mentioned, we do have that Google Ads, which has a really big return on investment. And that's also maybe an option that you want to opt for. You can cancel what you currently got and simply just keep Google Ads as part of your service. Now, this is, of course, to make sure that we're aligning with that direction that you're looking to take the business. Of course, you want clients, and, of course, we want you to get those clients. Now, of course, you don't have to make this decision right now. You can think that through, since, just like you mentioned, it is a payment of $300, and I understand that that could be quite some investment. But, yeah, that has a really high return on investment. It's a really good one to have an ad right there on the front page of Google. We've seen with many of our clients that
they get. What do you mean on the front page of Google? It's going to be literally right on the front page? I mean.
So, yeah, whenever someone Googles anything that's related to your business, there's a lot of results, as I'm sure you already know. And on that page of those results, instead of people looking and digging deep into page 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, so on and so on, you would be part of that, the first results of that search.
Yeah, but not the topic. It has to be on the, you're saying it will be on the front page for sure, though, like for the first page.
Exactly. So the difference you have between now and that, so with Google, the local SEO that you have now, which is in the map section, right there, that works with the ranks. And Google is the one that ultimately decides who ranks the first top three. And it works in an organic way for you to reach that top page, the top three results. However, when
it comes, like if you type in my business name, like it already pops up, like I'm third and fourth, you know, if you type it on Google right now, there's another one.
So you already have a strong presence.
And so but that's typing in my name. That's not typing in my, you know, heating air or HVAC or anything like that.
All right. And what I'm referring to is not typing your business name directly, but typing like keywords, like HVAC contractor or, you know,
and what
like
you would put those, and you would put those keywords like specifically in per se. Because when I type in my name, like if I type in heat near Coweta, boom, yeah, there I am, I pop up.
All right, I also tried HVAC contractor, and I also see you on the third spot with that keyword. So you are ranking pretty well already as it is. The only difference now is that if you're searching, if you have that page right now on your screen, a little bit above that, you should see something that says sponsored results. If you see sponsored results, that's what I'm referring to Google Ads. So that's basically where the Google Ads section is, that right there, what you're looking at there. So whenever someone Googles anything that's related to the business, just like you did yourself right now, not only would you pop up on that section of the map that you saw earlier, but you would also be in that sponsored results section. Now, again, you don't have to make this decision right as of this moment. You know, don't want to pressure you onto that. Maybe if you want to think that through, that's also really good. And, you know, it will give you a really good return on investment being on that section. Since, again, it's very visible, it's right there. And a lot of people, as I'm sure you know, not everyone goes down into pages 2, 3, and 4. Whenever people look for a business or a product, they usually just
739-934. Yes, please. I mean, that sounds very tempting. It really does. I'm trying to figure out. I need to figure out a way to generate more ads, but like I need to be popping up in like other towns too, not just my hometown. There's a lot of other towns around me that don't have HVAC companies. I'm trying to basically utilize that. So how would we go about that? You're telling me like they have 300 less keywords that you can put in for certain like towns?
all the keywords that we use are placed in every single town. It wouldn't make sense to just use a couple of keywords here and a couple of keywords there, since, you know, different people use different words to look up businesses. So we make sure that everything that's related to your business, all the keywords possible related to your business, are for every single city, town, and county in your area.
Cool. Gotcha. Yeah, I was just kind of wondering, because there's a little towns around me that I know, like, don't have, you know, HVAC companies that I do a lot of work in. I was thinking about doing different, like, meta ads, like Google ads also. I don't really know a lot about that stuff, man. I'm not real tech savvy, not really my thing, per se.
Oh, I got you. That's understandable. Well, again, you can maybe think this through. Google Ads is that one that I was just explaining, that pay-per-click one. Maybe if you want to do your own little research on yourself, on your own, and then make
it. So if I put that $300 out right now, then I still have to pay per click, is what you're saying.
So the $300 would be to get started, and then off of that is where we charge the per-click option. It's so off of that $300 budget, that marks the limit. So each time that you get a click, it's charged off of that balance, and then so on each one. And now, if you're looking to get a little bit more detail, you know, if you want to dive in a little bit deeper into Google Ads and, like, know the cost per click, get all the budget information, I can set up an appointment with you with one of our sales representatives. So jump into the exact specifics on that. And of course, at that moment, you can decide whether you want to go for it or not.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, I'm going to think about it. You want to give me a call back tomorrow? I'll give it some thought, kind of run it over with my secretary and see, thank you, what she kind of thinks about it. Because, I mean, this is kind of like, you know, as soon as the money started coming up with these different people, we started using Stone Systems. That's when I decided to get rid of y'all. And then a woman called and she said, well, I'll give you a couple months for free and let you think about it and see what you want to do. You can always just keep your website and pay for your website per month or something like that.
Of course, yeah, definitely. So tomorrow, Jesse, what's a good time for you?
Well, I don't, it's so hard because I'm out, like right now, I'm out working still right now. So it's so hard to tell you a time because I honestly don't know myself. It just depends on what I got going at that moment, because I could get 5 calls, I could get 10 calls, I could, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
It's so hard to tell you a time because I honestly really don't know myself.
Or if you like, Jesse, you could just simply text this number that I'm calling you on. Once you're ready, you can just say, hey, I'm ready to talk.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Okay, cool. Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate it. I've missed, like, 3 calls. I need to call my employee back. He's on the job site right now. I'm heading there. Thank you, man. I appreciate your time.
All right. We'll talk tomorrow. I'll be waiting for your test.